How's it going?
I feel very exposed.
Exposed? Because it's just so bright out and we're sitting on the porch?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's all right. It's okay. A treat to do this when it's bright out like this.
Yeah, and our neighbors are definitely awake. Like other times there was some sunlight left, but they might have been retiring to their drawing rooms for the evening or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. It's a Thursday evening.
Indeed.
Both of us have to work early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
both of us worked today.
Worked today, yeah. I was up bright and early, worked, got off early, went down to the convention center, and got my first Pfizer shot.
Whoop, whoop.
Straight in the jugular. Feel like an electric god now.
Yeah, invincible.
Yeah. Barely even feel anything in my arm at the moment.
Good.
Knock on wood, I'm sure. I'll wake up tomorrow with a sore arm, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
So, what's going on with you?
Not too much.
No. We're getting new neighbors soon.
I guess we must be, because they've been
working next door.
Working in it, on it, and in it.
First skunky Glutenberg I got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Is it a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, they've all, you know, for what they are, they've all been reliably tasting the same until this one, which is, it's definitely got a little bit of skunk on it. Oh, well, I'll still drink it. I'm not going to waste it.
Yeah.
So I still have not, we recorded an episode last weekend that I still haven't even uploaded onto the computer, never mind starting any sort of editing on it.
You've got your work cut out for you.
I know, I do. And I need to not let myself fall in this habit of just putting it off and putting it off, you know? I feel like for the first, our run of 14 or so, I was good at as soon as we finished, at least getting it uploaded and, kind of doing a noise pass on it just to get rid of any sort of furnace noise or anything. And then going in and kind of looking for the coughs and noises and stuff that I want to get out after. And I just have not, it's two episodes in a row that I've really put off.
Yeah. I guess it has been longer and longer between releases.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
I'm going to have to get on your ass.
Get my shit together. I'm going to teach you how to do it so we can trade off week for week. Oh, well. I'm sure no one out there is even really noticing.
I mean, maybe. Jonesing for it.
Jonesing for the next chestnut.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny. So I went for my vaccine. It's fucking with my brain already. Shit, they were right. So I was thinking about something while I was there, and I was like, oh, I'll talk to Reese about that. And then had the thought of maybe I should save that for the podcast. And then thought it was funny that in our relationship that I would be saving any sort of topic of conversation for the podcast. But then when I brought it up to you, you said the same thing, that you were thinking we should save it for the podcast.
Yeah. You started telling the story.
Yeah. So should I just tell my side of the story and then you'll go in with your experience? So I went, I had my appointment at 1 o'clock today, went down to the convention center. It was kind of cool. And that, as I was getting there, a couple friends of ours were also showing up for their shot. So it kind of added to the sense of community going in there. But I really up to it had not, I was excited to go do it, glad it's happening, but hadn't personally had much thought about it, especially the day of. It was more kind of scheduling stuff. I had to work in the morning, so my mind was more occupied with just don't miss the appointment, don't be late, you know? And even just showing up there, you know, going through the kind of the motions of them telling you, okay, you go here, fill this out, go sit here, they'll call your number, all that kind of stuff. And so first, you know, you go into one room and they give you a number and then they call you up to one of four tables. And then once your number gets called and you go up and then they tell you, okay, go down that hall. And then, you know, there's lots of helpful people working there in their reflective vests, telling you where to go. And then you go into the actual kind of room where they're doing the shots. And as soon as I walked up until that point, I'd been pretty flat, you know, as far as how I was feeling. I was just kind of listening, trying to stay on the ball and not slow anybody up. And then as soon as I walked in there and just saw all the chairs and saw the people getting the needle stuck in their arm and just saw, you know, saw this actually happening and saw all the actual human beings doing this thing, it really, it got me, like, emotionally. It just, you know, unexpectedly, like, mm-hmm. I just didn't even think that was coming. And then I was really just kind of trying to hold it together, and I could, you know, feel myself kind of welling up, and I was just kind of surprised by that feeling. And then it kind of came in waves, and then, you know, again, it was like, you're kind of like moving up. I hadn't got my seat yet. So again, it's like another line. It's a series of lines you're getting into. It all runs really quickly and smoothly, but, you know, just kind of, you find yourself in a handful of lines before you make it to your final seat where you're going to get the thing done. So, you know, it became business again. And then once I had a chance to kind of sit there and look around, it just felt very big.
Was it busy, like full seats?
Well, no, it was busy enough. Like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, there's nobody here, but it was steady, but it wasn't packed. Like, there was plenty of empty seats, but there was a lot of seats. So,
okay.
Yeah, it felt, it didn't feel one way or the other. Like, it didn't feel like, wow, there's like tons of people here, but it also didn't feel like, why is nobody here?
Right.
Yeah.
When I went to get mine, it was set up a little bit differently. Now they do it where you sit and they come to you and poke you and move on, like a production line. And when I went, it was the opposite way, like the, administrators, whatever you want to call them, each had stations, and then you're in a line and they just put their hand up and you went to whoever was free. And then after that, you walked to a different room where you sat for 15 minutes. So the first time I went, I didn't really feel anything either way, like emotionally. But the second time, I also had a reaction that, like, I wasn't expecting, and I was just like, whoa, you know. And it was right after she finished, she gave me the second dose, and then she's like, there you go. She's like, you're done. Congratulations. And when she said congratulations, I was like, it really, like, I don't know.
Sunk
like,
in.
Got me.
Yeah.
Like, it was not unexpected, like, my feelings towards that. And then going into the self-monitoring room, I was also, like, overwhelmed because there's music playing and everybody was sitting there. Everybody's on their phones. And I looked around. And I'm like, I haven't sat amongst this many people in so long, and, like, with music. And it's, like, the most social thing I've gone to in ages with strangers. It reminded me of, like, sitting in a restaurant or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I had a bit of that too. And the fact that it was at the convention center, even just sitting in the room and looking up at the lights, and I'm like, oh, I recognize these lights from the, you know, and like any other time I've been in the convention center, it's been a convention of some sort, you know, like, which just feels so far off from our reality right now. Was it, did the congratulations get you? Cause it was a real like elitism kind of thing where you're like, yes, I'm one of the early few who,
obviously.
Yeah.
All you peasants with your single dose.
We'll get our second one in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. It's. I'm glad one's down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that people are getting it. You know, a lot of our friends have got theirs now. Got their first dose, or a few who also have dose.
I see what you did there. Next time we're gonna have to switch sides.
But we can switch sides right now if you want.
Okay. Oh. Ouch.
Would you like your water over there?
Yeah, you want your skunk over there?
Yeah. You know what? It's gotten a little warm too, because I poured myself the skunk when I started doing the dishes. And now it's kind of been sitting in the kitchen for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I tried throwing it in the freezer just before setting up the recording equipment, but it was not enough time to accomplish anything for me. This nice little yellow flowers they got hanging there across the street.
Yeah.
Very nice to see flowers. So I had two trips down to the States this week for the first time in about a year.
Yeah.
Which was a little weird. It was a little weird in theory, but then once I actually did it, it wasn't really that strange. But it did feel a little weird being back in Grand Forks and just seeing that kind of just the American vibe. Like I was telling you, you know, it's like things are very spread out. Not everywhere. I mean, obviously, it's different cities in America, but a city such as Grand Forks, you know, it's just a lot of the buildings are very new and in good condition, and a lot of the grass is very, very green already. And it just had, and I think it's still a little, I mean, it's a small town, so it's always a little quiet there, but it seemed a little extra quiet in the streets and stuff. So it just seemed like this very kind of, at least where I was actually in Minnesota, in East Grand Forks, but the specific area I was in was just very green and manicured and empty. It had a kind of a weird feeling to it.
An American Beauty kind of scene.
A little bit like that. Yeah. But you see all the brands, corporations and stuff. Yeah. So I did those. Neither one lining up with when they were doing vaccines down there. The only nice thing would have been, you know, if I was able to get them down there, I could get dose a little sooner.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Is it a different kind?
They might be doing Moderna down there. Okay. I'm not sure. It was either Pfizer or Moderna. I know it wasn't Johnson & Johnson or AZ.
I wonder if they ever do the second dose of a different brand.
I don't know.
I don't know about that stuff. I would doubt it, but curious about like why.
ResaChad2018@gmail.com if you got that answer.
Because if they do, you could just zip on down in 3 weeks. Ask for a load.
Well, if they're doing Pfizer, I can do it anyways.
Yeah.
I suppose.
So you're back on gluten?
Back on gluten a little. I'm dipping my toes in the water.
Did you have any today?
I think I had some caramel bugles, but even those don't have them. They just say like may contain wheat, you know, so it's like more of a cross-contamination thing. Yeah, I haven't actually, I don't think so. I don't think I've had anything that, I should have got a fucking better beer. That could have been my gluten for the day.
That should just be what your gluten is.
It's just beer.
Wow. Yeah. Like some, I don't know if there's any treats or pastries. You wanted a really good croissant, right?
Yeah, do that. I mean, we'll still do a fat boy at some point. I do want to try that. There's a noodle place on Sherbrooke there. I'd like to get some ramen.
Maybe those things will do closer to the
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Right now, I've sort of stuck with, I'm going to have like one thing with dinner. Like we had tacos and I got flour and corn tortillas and I like had one taco with a flour tortilla. That was kind of how I, you know, first dip my toes in the water. I had some soy sauce. I used a little bit of soy sauce in our supper today, which I did the other day too. Yeah, so it's all kind of keeping it light. And I'm definitely feeling it, feeling a little tired, a little gross in the stomach, but not like hobbled over with stomach pain yet, thankfully. What else is new with you? You said you haven't been feeling work lately.
No. I'm finding it boring.
Boring. And can you attribute that to anything?
I think I'm just a little bit burnt out of it. I don't know why. I just, last week and this week, I just noticed that I am, like, more often than not, I make a conscious effort to do a good job. And like be just like do my job properly and well,
mm-hmm.
and like take pride in it. And the last little bit, I'm just like, I don't fucking care. You know, like there's little things that I like could do that like are annoying when they're not done. Like if somebody runs out of a paper, either replace it or make a note for the next, but you know, so there's little things like that that I was kind of trying to do. Or
do you see it as being like just sort of a temporary dip, you know, maybe related to the nice weather and stuff, or is it kind of the Atnikov over it thing happening?
It's not the Atnikov over it, it's just a dip. I think I noticed it. It's gonna make me sad.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you want to...
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, anyways, I think it has started since that lady died.
Mm-hmm. Who is I don't know if we talked about it on here, but it was somebody you liked a lot, one of your clients.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of those people that I would put in a little, like, extra effort, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And I know that she really appreciated it. And she would often, like, comment to me about it, or she'd comment to other people. And yeah, one of the other nurses, like, a while ago, I was having a really shitty day. I think it was, like, around, like, in the thick of things with Kia, and I was, like, super down and talking to a friend of mine from work, and she's like, oh, I saw so-and-so today, and, you know, she said that you're just such a sweetheart, and your kindness just brings tears to her eyes, and, like, I just, like, you know, she's just somebody that I tried
mm-hmm.
to be good, and I tried to help her, and, yeah, but and then
yeah,
she... Her friend got sick, and then she got sick, and they both went for COVID tests, and that was, like, I saw on Thursday, and she kind of wasn't feeling too good, and we didn't know yet, because she hadn't got her test results, and then I saw her on Saturday evening, and she had just gotten the call not too long before I saw her that her test had come back positive, and I just knew that she wouldn't survive. Which is, like, an awful thing, you right. know? Where, yeah. like, there's just no way. Like, you just... She had so many other problems that... Yeah. We'd seen it enough over the last year. And then, but just... I don't know. Doing extra for her to make sure she'd be okay. Because nobody would see her again afterwards. And... Because her friend was sick. Her friend would come and... help her and bring her meals, and they'd have, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner together and hang out, and she didn't have that, so she was alone, and she didn't have anybody to, like, make her food, and yeah, I just felt like all she had was me. Well, I mean, the other nurses too, but, like, that night.
Yeah, that sucks. It's tough. I mean, it's, like... That's part of your job that I just can't imagine how hard it must be. Especially because you are somebody who does, you know, kind of form these attachments and go the extra mile for some of these people. Sorry that happened.
Yeah. It's sad. I left on Sunday and just said, like, you know, take care of yourself and try to do all these things, and yeah. And then I guess, and I wasn't going to see her again until the following Friday evening, but before that she went into the hospital, and actually on that Friday is the day that she died. I did find out her friend also was hospitalized And I did find out that she's back now. Like, she's back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I don't know if I'll see her. We never saw her. Like, she wasn't a client of ours, but I'm sure I'll see her in the hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her other pal, there was, like, three of them, is still in the ICU, so I don't know. But I don't know that woman. I just feel kind of feel for this lady that, you know, she loses her two best friends in the building. You know, it's rough.
Definitely.
Anyway, so since then is, I think I've, that's the root of it.
Yeah. Like, just that it's started a general kind of lowness, or that it's protective detachment?
Probably more protective detachment. I like that saying. I've never heard that. But it is it. And I'm not indifferent because I care. But I'm just like, just detached.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just detached. And I know I'm not the only one either. And that's also harder too, because we're getting all this stuff from our union about, you okay?
Yeah. it's just my life, you know? I get these gut pains that come in waves.
Oh, no, we're at 24 minutes. Okay, good. Yeah, we're getting all this garbage from our, not garbage, just stuff from our union about our garbage government wanting to just continually screw us over, and that's just very annoying, like, and just so fucking rude, like.
Yeah, it's gross, considering, I can't even talk about it or I'll get angry, and I mean, I'm not the one who's directly affected by it, but for all nurses do at any point, never mind over the last year and a bit, to just feel so fucking just shat upon by our government, you know, like, it's just disgusting.
Yeah,
just like, fuck them.
Yeah. So it's a combination of those kinds of things, but I know it will pass, and the most, like, low regarding work that I've felt, but I'm feeling really good this week about, like, our, like, my life outside of work, my everyday life, which is nice.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the weather certainly helped. Well, absolutely. I mean, the sunshine, the weather would be nice if we got a little bit of rain. I don't want to, like, celebrate the weather too much when it's, like,
so dry.
It's missing, yeah. It's like, but yeah, for the sake of being able to get outdoors and get some vitamin D. But overall, you know, like, I was really dreading the gluten thing for a while. I was putting it off like longer than I was supposed to, because I just had the fear of, like, feeling shitty. Yeah. And now that I've started it, and it's, like, so far feeling manageable, I'm feeling a little better. Like, the kind of the fear was maybe worse than the actuality of it. But I mean, also, who knows? Like, I think as I get closer to the scope, like, I probably, for the sake of, conclusive results, should probably ramp up my gluten consumption a little bit. The stars are over here, lady. There's somebody stopped taking a photo of who knows what.
Her beautiful tree.
Is that what she's shooting?
Oh, yeah, that tree's so great.
It is, but her angle seems strange. She doesn't look like she's...
Maybe she's, like, shooting the blossoms.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I want to get, although it's more of a little bit more of a splurge, because I think it's probably, like, $100, is I still want to get a tree for right here in the front. Remember we talked about that? I think it'd be great. And also shade this a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
How close to the house?
Closer to the fence than the house.
Oh, okay.
But also there's no bottom under here.
Yeah.
This porch part, so it gives us a little leeway.
That's true.
Anyway, I can't remember what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I just barged in there.
And I think I kind of finished. I was just, yeah, saying that that was, you know, like, as far as my life in general right now, I have this going on. I mean, there's lots. There's always lots, but I don't know. You know, I can't just be a downer all the time. Like, yeah, there's enough good things going on, and I'm trying to stay positive.
I don't understand people with, like, out for a walk wearing masks like that.
I don't know. I mean, unless they don't live together or something. Unless they're just friends meeting each other for a walk.
Perhaps. Anyway, well, this woman is taking a lot of photos.
She's really going to, well, it's because her angle is terrible. She's got to keep retaking them.
Look, she's like, damn it.
What if I hop in their yard?
She's really committing.
We should go out in our front yard and take pictures of her. We'll post them on Instagram so you guys can see. Now she's taking a picture of our fucking beater car.
You know what my goal for next summer is?
What's that?
I don't know if you're going to be on board with this, but I want it so bad.
Probably not.
I want it so bad.
Hoverboards?
2 backyard chickens.
Oh. Yeah, why not? I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. That's next summer. I'm going to get that set up.
They lay eggs, unlike our old pound noodle.
I don't know. These will be like, you know, although we'll get them as little baby chicks, so I don't know how long it takes for them.
Noodle who laid like 2 eggs in her life, and it sounded like she was dying, being
I don't know if I ripped ever into. Heard her lay an egg.
Oh, I remember her doing one.
Really? Couple podcasts ago, I think I asked you something you're looking forward to, and I replied that I was looking forward to getting my plants out into this porch, and right. I did it on Monday.
Yeah, it's nice, and we've entered the phase of it getting, like, sauna-like out on this porch.
Yeah.
It's nice to come out here. It's
early.
It's funny, because Lou will be like, Papa, come out on the porch. It's so warm.
I'm always, that's when I try to get her out of the house, at least come out here.
Did you finish that book you were reading out of the cabin?
Yeah.
And? Did you end up liking it?
Yeah, it's, like, the most... I don't know what the proper, like everything is relevant, like talks about like TikTok and like it's the most like.
Just very recent and
very recent
and referential book. Of things that are going on right now. Yeah.
Things. Yeah. Like it, very much a 20-year-old's life right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dukas. Yeah. Well, I started reading that Miranda July book, but I probably will have to reread the last couple pages that I read because I was falling asleep. And then I'm now on, I think, chapter 34 of Anna Karenina.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's really good. Really good. The audio book of it. It's, you know, like sometimes with like classics or like things from another time and place can be difficult to dive into because there's like the fear that they might be a little bit homeworky in like the sense of, you know, there's like before getting into kind of the emotional content of it, you might have to kind of wrap your head around, you know, just a different world, like a different world of, manners and, systems and, you know, or like I think of something like I really loved Moby Dick, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend that to anyone because it's like you have to be in the mood to like dive into the world of like 19th century whaling. Whereas this book is just kind of I don't know. I think like anybody who enjoys reading like without, even if you don't think you're somebody who like would want to read, you know, Russian classics, like it's just kind of it's about emotions and dynamics and, you know, feelings and stuff that transcend time and place. And probably the most homeworky element of it is just the Russian names and kind of keeping track of that. But
do you think that having Maggie Gyllenhaal read it to you helps make it better? She's such a nice voice to listen to.
It helps. I mean, yeah, it's definitely nice. I mean, with any audiobook, it definitely helps to have somebody there. You know, it's funny. Speaking of the names, though, there's one chapter where you can tell, I don't know what happened with her pronunciation throughout the chapter, but it's, you can tell it's like spliced in every time she says the name, like,
oh really?
Yeah, And it's like extra funny because it's just like a real, you know, there's very long Russian names. I don't know if she maybe pronounced it differently than she had in other places or something, or what it was, but it'll just be like in the middle of a sentence and it'll just like, yeah, clearly be edited in at kind of like a different tone and cadence from the rest of the sentence. Just her saying the full like first and last name. Yeah, she does a good job. There's been a few audiobooks that I've read that have had good narrators. I remember I listened to, this was years and years ago when I was like still doing long haul. I listened to Nelson Mandela's autobiography and it was Danny Glover who did the narration, and it was really good. The worst are like, cause I used to just try to find like, you know, anything I could find for free or like torrents. And there's a company called like LibriVox that there's sort of like a public domain or like free, just free audiobooks that you could find. And sometimes they would like switch narrate, you know, like they would just get people who would read a few chapters and then it's like somebody else. And those were usually pretty rough. I'm guessing they were like volunteers or something. And I can remember doing like a few things like Huck Finn and like Razor's Edge and a couple of that were just like, they're like, you know, I was able to get through them, but the narrator is definitely not the selling point.
I don't think I've ever listened to an audiobook.
No,
I don't think so.
They're good. I mean, they're good for my job, good for like road trips and stuff in the city. I think they can be a little tough because like, even for me, like when I'm coming into a city, I often have to just turn it off because there's just too much you have to focus on. Like when you're just kind of cruising on the highway, you can pay a little more attention. But if I'm like dealing with too much traffic or stoplights or something like that, like a chapter can go by and I've kind of missed it and I've got to start over again.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't even know if we were going to do a podcast tonight. So I'm not really, didn't really come loaded up with topic ideas or even a clear thought in my head.
I think it's been all right though.
Yeah.
But, I need some more water.
Okay.
So, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I don't think so. If I, sat for a minute, I could probably come up with something, but, why not? Let's just call this one.
Save it for the next one.
Yeah, exactly. So the one I'm editing, the next episode I'll put out, I think will be episode 17, I think. So then that makes this one 18.
Wowee.
I believe. So we're closing in on 20.
Excuse me.
That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. My body's doing something weird inside.
Mine too. All right. Yeah. Let's okay. Let's wrap it up, especially because we have stuff to do.
I know. I'm so dehydrated still that my skin is just awfully dry.
Let's leave them on that note.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm noticing it, like it's one thing to be dehydrated, but like I'm actually noticing it in my skin.
So yeah.
I need to do something about that.
Well,
so I'm going to go get another glass of water.
Okay. I will join you on that.
Okay.
Have a good life.
Peace out.
Bye.